أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما. Up to here for about half first para, Allah Ta'ala explained the evil qualities of the Bani Israel, the Jews. Two main reasons for that, that we must be on our guard, that they are our enemies. And the other, that those evil qualities must not come into us. However, the Jews, Bani Israel, who were the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, was also known as Israel, and therefore his children were known as Bani Israel. And for years and years, Nabuwat, the Risalat, which is the greatest gift from Allah Ta'ala, was kept in his family. However, they did not appreciate it, and as we have read, about 31 of the evil qualities were mentioned which had come into them. From there we learn a lesson that whatever Allah has given us, any ni'mat, and the greatest ni'mat is of deen, we should not abuse it, we should not forget that ni'mat, and we should not go against it. They were the imams of the time, they were the chosen people, and everyone followed them, that they were Ahl Kitab, the Jews and the Christians also. And everyone respected them also. But when they did not appreciate it, then they were the children, that is, of Yaqub alayhi salam, and he was the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, who was the son of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had two sons, Ishaq and Ismail. From the son Ishaq was Yaqub alayhi salam was born, and all the Anbiya of the Jews of the Bani Israel came from there. Then when they did not appreciate, then Allah Ta'ala transferred this great honor of imamat, of risalat, of the leaders as far as dini matters is concerned, to the family of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was the Arabs that had come. And in there Allah had chosen Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam to be his Nabi. So we learn one lesson here, that we must never think that deen is in our family, and we are, no matter what we do, it's going to remain in our family. It is not like that. When we don't appreciate, we abuse that, then Allah takes it away and gives it to somebody else. So from the long lineage of Yaqub alayhi salam, the Bani Israel, Allah took it and now gave it to Ismail, his family, and that was the Arabs, and that was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Bani Israel just could not accept this, and they felt that no matter what they do, they have the birthright, they have the full right of being the vicegerents, the responsible people for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and it will only remain in their family. And therefore, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam invited them to Islam, they were not prepared to accept it. They felt that they are the leaders, how can they become the followers? They can't follow anyone, everyone must follow them. And that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'udhu billah, should also follow them. So Allah Ta'ala reminds of this instance now from here onwards with regard to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the great favors that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon him. Also in this process there are a few points which the ulama mention of the great qualities and of this instance here of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One was that the Kaaba Sharif is famously known that it was built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ Ibrahim or Ismail. When you remember that time, as it will come in the ayats in front, when Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam had built the Kaaba. The Kaaba was either there before the time of Adam alayhi salam, and it was in any case the first building Allah had put in this world, and Allah had made it for his worship. And it was there directly below the Baytul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika in the heavens. And they make tawaf on top of Baytul Ma'mur. Yeah, on the earth people make tawaf of the Kaaba, the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then it carried on until the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when the widespread floods came in the whole world. And then the Kaaba Sharif also was destroyed with those floods. In the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, and they pointed out where the foundations of the Kaaba are. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given the great honorable task of building the Kaaba Sharif, which was his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, they had built. So yeah, Allah also shows the great honor of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Kaaba is the Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the great sacrifices they had made, and also that the Kaaba now is that direction that Allah has given, the true direction for his worship. And at the beginning, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also was commanded to face Baytul Muqaddas in Jerusalem. But then Allah Ta'ala changed it and made it the Kaaba, which was the original Qibla. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had always desired that the Qibla must be the Kaaba Sharif. However, this also the Jews could not accept, that how can their Qibla not be taken as our Qibla also. In other words, they felt that they possessed and everything what they do is right. But Allah showed that changed the Qibla also, and we have Masjid al-Qiblatain, which is there present till today, where first they were for making the Asr Namaz facing Baytul Muqaddas, and in the complete opposite direction now, from the north to the south, the command was given to face the Kaaba Sharif, and that was the Qibla. So the great honor of the Kaaba, which is mentioned in so many ahadith, the great virtues of the Kaaba, that was made the Qibla. So that is also highlighted in this instance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. However, the lessons that we have to take, we must never think that I am the sole authority of deen. And more a person must be concerned that I must be practicing deen properly and according to the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No person, no family has the right to think that deen belongs to us. Allah gives it to whom He wants to, and those who are obedient to Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives them the honor of being the leaders in deen. And every person in his home also, as we read the dua, Rabbana hablana min azwajina, and at the end, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and O Allah, make us the leaders of the pious people. So every person also should endeavor that he becomes the leader of the pious people, that his family be pious, and as a father he is the leader. So then they should follow him, and he should be pious, and then they will also follow him, and he will become Imamul Muttaqeen. So for every person, but if we disobey Allah, we break His laws, then we find that that even our own children don't want to be obedient to us, and they don't want to listen to us, and we become the cause of them also going astray. So every person must think that it is my responsibility and my duty to be obedient to Allah and His commands, and then Allah will give this great honor of being the Imam of the Muttaqeen. So Allah Ta'ala guide us to this righteousness and take the lessons which the Quran Sharif is giving us, and that we follow accordingly, and that we gain righteousness and goodness in this world also, and mainly the life of the Akhirat forever and ever. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.